It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Illinois State University graduate students are closer to unionizing. The students have gathered enough signatures to request formation under the Service Employees International Union. An eventual agreement with ISU would cover about 500 students who teach, run labs, grade papers, and conduct research. Trevor Rickard is a doctoral student in biology. Eric Zdansky is a graduate student in the sociology department. They're helping to organize the union at ISU. Zdansky called a successful strike an eventual agreement reached by University of Illinois grad students with the administration timely. And he said a strike by students at ISU is an open question.
Strikes have been historically a very powerful tool for unions. And, you know, in the past 20, 30 years, that power has been diminished through various laws that have been enacted. And in terms of whether or not a strike could happen, that's a matter of choice. If negotiations break down between administrators who make budgetary decisions, if they make that choice of whether or not they don't agree with modest improvements for graduate assistance.
A strike, though, Trevor, is something that you would pull out of that toolbox probably as a last resort, right? You don't start with a strike.
No, of course not. I mean, this is something that happens when negotiations break down. And at this point, that's not something that we've encountered.
You're not even really negotiating yet, are you?
You're still
in the process of organizing the union.
Right. We filed our union, yes, but we're in the process right now of democratically deciding what we'd like to see on our contracts. And so this is going to be something that we will organize by department. Every single department will say, hey, these are our issues. These are the things that we would like to see expanded or some things that we'd like to see improved. And from there, we would talk about what kind of contracts we would like to write.
So I want to get to the department by department concept in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But first, I want to ask you about Illinois State University saying they're staying out of the organizing effort and that they are willing to negotiate once a union is formed, that they have plenty of experience of negotiating with all kinds of unions.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about them staying out of the organizing?
Well, I think that's fair because in the end, we'd like to reduce bias. And we'd like to say this is what the students and the workers of the departments said that they wanted without the interference of, you know, whether or not my boss is going to be concerned of what I'm saying, right? And so in this way, we get more honest answers. And I believe that's probably the right way to go about it, is that we can go about organizing with the graduate workers, and then we can come together and have a conversation once we have that solidified.
So, Eric, what do you want? What are some of the basics you hope to get that graduate students don't have now?
Sure, that's a great question. So in terms of my personal story as being a graduate assistant, I've been on food stamps for about 3 out of the 4 semesters that I was a student, I'm still a student working on my master's thesis, done with coursework, though. And the fact that for a 20-hour appointment, I'm making $9,014. And so keeping in mind that the federal poverty line for one person in the contiguous United States and District of Columbia is $12,140, that's a problem. If you want to have train master's students, and I'm talking about just master's students, and there's the, like we had said, different department by department mm-hmm. Pay grades for their master's students. If they're doing their own coursework, they're doing all of their TA responsibilities with faculty, grading, holding office hours, and on top of that, trying to produce a master's thesis, that living on $9,000 is difficult.
Did the discussion of taxing compensation or tuition waivers, something that was being discussed earlier this year, mm-hmm. Which is income a graduate student really never really possesses in terms
yes.
of a tuition waiver,
yes.
Did that affect this organizing process at all? Did it make it more urgent? Was it just one more thing you had to deal with?
I think it made people realize how important it is to maintain standards for higher education. Excuse me. When people recognized that you know, higher education could be threatened by imposing a tax on tuition waivers and what that might mean for individuals who are working, people recognized, hey, you know, maybe we should actually take a stand and say, we do want some degree of standards. We actually do care about how things are handled here. And that did kind of create some attention on what we are doing currently.
What about union dues and how would those be structured? Eric?
Union dues are typically a very small percentage of whatever kind of gains that the union through collective bargaining would be able to get.
And something you wanted to say, Trevor, about dues?
Yeah, in the case of SEIU, union dues would be at 2% of our paycheck. So if we were to raise stipends for our graduate workers, for instance, the union dues would be covered by the stipend raises, we would assume.
And what about the case before the U.S. Supreme Court on whether workers covered by a contract have to pay dues even if they're not members of the union?
Yeah, this is a little bit of an ideological battle, I believe. So I think you're referring to the Janus versus AFCME.
Yeah.
Depending on how the outcome of that case goes, you know, we might have to be creative in terms of how we function as a union. But I generally just don't agree with that because I don't believe that will create functioning unions if that was to actually pass, because either you're going to have an ideology of workers that say, yeah, we all believe that we should have a union that represents us, but should I pay into it? If people believe that they should pay into it, they will, and they will get the representation that they want based on how they support that union. That ultimately, if it does go in favor of Janus, I think we're going to have to rely on the faith of the workers, because if people don't want to pay into the union, they're not going to be able to get the representation that they desire. And that causes a fundamental problem for union membership and functionability. In effect, you wouldn't get out of it what you want.
Okay, Trevor, Eric, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you so
much. Thank you.
Trevor Rickard and Eric Zadansky are both Illinois State University graduate students and helping to organize a graduate student union. They both say they were approached on campus last summer by members of the Service Employees International Union to consider organizing at ISU. In an email statement, an Illinois State University spokesperson said, "The university has a long history of negotiating with unions representing personnel in different employment classifications, and that ISU is committed to a fair and equitable educational workplace for all students, faculty, and staff." You're listening to Sound Ideas on GLT.